Well, then. All right, so thank you for people that have been listening. I don't want to say I ain't been the best host this show. You know, feel me? I could have said more things, but I know what I did.
No, you can't.
As of right now, it's 6:50.
You've been a great host. You've
I could have done a little bit more. You feel me?
First off, you were supposed to take the day off. So
word. This was supposed to be my this was supposed to be my day off. I'm talking about you, DJ Ricky.
Hey, but you know what you're doing?
I said DJ Ricky. My apologies.
Oh yeah,
DJ Salsa. Yeah, DJ Salsa. Nah.
This is Tommy Keene, and you're listening to 90.7 FM. WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Interesting, boring, really
boring. It would be about wonderful things. It would be about
chocolate pigs.
She's obsessed with pigs.
Chocolate pigs.
Wake up, wake up. You've got the power. You've got
my people in the East, yo, you gotta wake up. Midwest, dirty South, yo, you gotta stand up. All my homies in the West, yo, you gotta wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Came to show.
shake up y'all mind. It's everybody's wake up call time. I can't sleep too long. Why they do the people wrong? Let's clean the world up before they sweep you gone. This is real talk, you can peep through songs. So when you feel weak, these words will keep you strong and help make a change for the better. It's hard for one to do it, but we can make some changes together. Stand up here and give thanks to the man upstairs. Put the egos and the pride to the side regardless. And just be role models, parents, artists. We can make a change or we can make it the hardest. If you gonna make a baby, you should make them the smartest. Let them know good and bad, right from wrong. How to roll with the punches when life moves on. And the stress won't take toll if you don't sweat it. World won't get no better if we don't let it. Let the negative energy ride. Keep hope alive. It's about time that we open our eyes. Wake up.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Wake up, 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 wake up.
Yep, we all best to vote. About the guns you tote, listen to me like you listen to Fahrenheit 9/11. Ain't no time for the second guess. The words I speak,
wake up.
The ones who sleep in the leaderships, fix your mouth to teach. MCs teach the kids what's peace. They don't have to worry about the police. We make them rich so they don't have to thief. Every artist here on this track, we'll make a change here for young cats. This is for everybody, white or black. You better go and vote and get up off your back. Lift your head, get your voice up. You see the power of the people, it's a choice to ignite love. Not a choice, it's a gift that our people have to fight for. And the price far too personal for anyone to ignore. Voice to be heard.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Hallelujah. Some of us remember that from way back in the day when it was first released by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. This is the younger generation now. It's their turn. It's their time. And they're putting their spin on it. And I'm loving it. Hey, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I'm here with you on WDXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And I am not here alone. No, no, no. I'm here with our studio audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. How you doing this morning, Mr. Martin?
Well, I am waking up. And happy Sunday to everybody else that's waking up.
Amen. Well, as we say, top side up is a good day. Amen. So we thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. That's what we do here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York with me. Hallelujah. Yay, we come with the music. With the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And that was a whole cacophony of artists singing Wake Up Everybody. Some of the names our younger generation will know: Ashanti, Brandy, Mary J. Blige, Missy Elliott, Jamie Foxx, and Wycliffe John, and on and on. Just a sort of a We Are the World moment. Yeah, those of us of a certain age, we remember that tremendous outreach for Africa, and we are the World Musical Relief. So that's in the same vein, beloved. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping. All right, it is that time. I'll give you the lineup for the music today. We're going to bring to you One Touch by Mr. Jabari Johnson, Joy Is Coming, Todd Galbraith featuring Travis Green, No Dry Season. No Dry Season. Let me do that again. Onos featuring Victoria Orenze. Too Good to Not Believe. Too Good to Not Believe. Encounter Worship and Nothing or Something. Pat Barnett and Dante Bo. Listen, don't go nowhere. You stay right here because we've got the music for you. Music with you on our mind. God's got you on his mind and his heart and in his hand. So you sit back and relax if you can. Do what you got to do, but don't go nowhere. You keep your station right here. This is WGXC 90.7 FM, and this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Yes, yes, yes. Before we get the music spinning, I want to say Thanksgiving Day, just a few days away. Thanksgiving Day, just a few days away. If you need some help getting your Thanksgiving thing going, amen, stay tuned. We're going to give you some more information about how you might be able to get some help. And also, Black Friday is coming for you Black Friday shoppers. Hold your pennies, amen. Don't give all your money to retail man, because Giving Tuesday is coming after that. And we certainly want your support. So we're going to get ready to do that. Mr. Randall, are you there? Are you ready, sir, with One Touch by Jabari Johnson? Yes, us, yes. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, touch can change everything. Oh, one touch can change everything. One touch can change. Yeah.
Joy is coming. This joy is coming.
Hey, everybody clap. Yo, hey, everybody clap. Yo, hey. If you know that joy is here tonight, let's raise it again.
We will not be shaken.
Hey, sing, we will not be moved.
We will not be moved.
For the Lord is beside
Lord
us.
Is beside
hey, with him we can. Though the shadows surround us, we will feel no evil.
We will feel no evil.
But this will be our response. We're gonna trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord. Our hearts,
our
joy.
Come on, let's raise it together. Sing,
though the night may
seem gray, joy is coming, coming.
Joy is coming, coming, coming.
All praise to King Jesus. Cause
I know joy is.
Come on, if you know that joy is here, sing
those
nightmares. Joy is coming, coming.
Joy is coming, coming, coming.
All praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords tonight.
Cause I know joy is coming. Yes, joy is coming.
Help me, my. Come on. We can make it through a fortnight, but joy is coming in the morning. Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, wake up, wake up. Joy is here.
Everybody clap your hands, everybody clap your hands now. Your light can drown out darkness and bring our joy to light. We won't submit to sorrow, our joy is coming in the morning. In the morning,
can we make this confession tonight, Columbia? Say,
your light can drown our darkness and bring our joy.
We won't submit no depression. You gotta get out of here tonight. No self-esteem. You gotta get out of here tonight because joy is here.
In the morning. Joy is coming.
Anybody believe that your joy is here tonight? It's coming in the morning. Come on, one more time, raise it with us. Say,
your light can
drown and bring out joy. We want to be. We have this promise that joy is coming, and we trust you for it tonight, God. It's coming in the morning.
Joy is coming, coming, coming in the morning. All praise to King Jesus.
Cause I know joy is.
I know joy is coming.
Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Say,
golden night,
golden night. Oh, joy is coming, coming.
Joy is coming.
Cause I know joy is.
I know joy is coming. Yes, joy is coming.
Somebody shout in this room. Shout like you believe it. Shout like you're weeping.
The multiplier's effect is a work in me. There's no dry season. There's no dry season. The multiplier's effect is a work in me. There's no dry season. There's no dry season. 'Cause I am the head and not the tail. I am fruitful and I multiply. Every day I walk in this reality. And I live a life of victory. The multiplier's effect
is a work in me.
No dry season.
There's no dry season.
There's no more weeping.
There's no dry season.
There's no more sadness.
The multiplier's effect.
I believe your
is at work in me.
I believe your work.
There's no dry season.
There's no dry season.
There's no dry season.
The path of the righteous shines brighter from glory to glory like a shining light. 'Cause I am the righteousness of God. And every day I leave this reality.
Yeah.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, in Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are here where there is a bright side. This is The Bright Side, right here on WGXC with me. There's a bright side somewhere. We've got it right here. Listen, we've got the music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul right here for you. Too Good to Not Believe. That's coming up next. And then Nothing or Something. After that, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
I've lived stories that have proved your faithfulness. I've seen miracles my mind can comprehend. There is beauty in what I can understand. Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you. 'Cause I believe you're the wonder-working God. You're the wonder-working God. All the miracles I've seen, too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God, and you heal because you love. All the miracles I've seen, too good to not believe. Too good to not believe. Too good to not believe. I can resurrect a man with my own hands, but just the mention of your name can raise the dead. And all the glory to the only one who can, Jesus. Jesus, it's you. And I believe you're the wonder-working God. You're the wonder-working God. All the miracles I see, too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God, and you heal because you love. All the miracles I see, disappear. I've seen metal plates dissolve. Don't you tell me he can do. Don't you tell me he can do. I've seen real life resurrection. I've seen mental health restored. Don't you tell me he can do. Don't you tell me he can do. 'Cause I've seen families reunited. I've seen prodigals return. Don't you tell me he can do it. Don't you tell me he can do it. I've seen troubled souls delivered. I've seen addicts finally free. Don't you tell me he can do it. Don't you tell me he can do it. 'Cause I believe you're the wonder-working God. You're the wonder-working God. All the miracles I've seen, too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God, and you heal because you love. All the miracles we'll see, too good to not believe.
Too good to not believe. Too good to not believe. Oh, let's declare this. 'Cause I've seen cancer disappear. I've seen metal plates dissolve. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen real life resurrection. I've seen mental health restored. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen families reunited. I've seen prodigals return. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen troubled souls delivered. I've seen addicts finally free. Don't you tell me he can. Don't you tell me he can. 'Cause I believe you're the wonder-working God. You're the wonder-working God. All the miracles I've seen, so good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God. And you heal because you love. All the miracles.
Write a melody that all of heaven's choir sings, but if I don't have love, then it means nothing.
And I can spit out some holy word, something that you've never heard, but if I don't have love, it means nothing.
If I can't love neighbor like I love myself,
if I won't move when my brother cries out for help,
if I'm too proud to forgive before the sun goes down,
then this life that I've been living, what does it mean now? At best it all means nothing. Without love, it all means nothing. I can dine with kings and queens, my name go down in history, but if I don't have love, it means nothing. So take the old and make me new. Show me how to love like you. 'Cause if I don't have love, it means nothing. If I can't love my neighbor like I love myself,
yeah. Oh. If I won't move when my brother cries out for help,
yeah. If I'm too proud to forgive before the sun goes down, then this what does it mean now? At best it all means nothing. Oh God, with the love it all means nothing. Oh, at best it all means nothing. Jesus, with the love it all means nothing.
I don't want to sound like a crashing cymbal.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be some empty noise. Down on my knees, Lord, I surrender. Jesus, help me to love with a love like yours.
Jesus.
I don't wanna sound like a crashing cymbal.
No, no, no,
no. I don't wanna be some empty noise. Oh, I'm down on my knees, Lord, I surrender. Oh, help me to love with a love like yours.
Love my neighbor like I love myself, and I want to move when my brother cries out for help. Don't want to be too proud to forgive before the sun goes down. Then this life that I've been living, what would it mean? At best it will all mean something. With love, it all means something. Yeah. I hope it all means something. Yeah. With love, it will all mean something. Yeah.
Oh, yes, let our lives all mean something, or else it all means nothing. Loving the music, loving the message. This is Pastor Kim, and I'm back with my spiritual social commentary for today, November 20th, 2022. We're winding down to the end of the year, just a few weeks away. We'll be out of here 2022. But we got a lot of work to do between now and then, so let's get cracking with it, all right? I want to share... I read this morning a devotional in Our Daily Bread, and I thought I wanted to share that with you all today. So, this is written by Bill Crowder, and he's talking about the Socratic Club, which I'd never heard about. Maybe you have, or maybe you like me, you hadn't, but he had this to share. In 1941, the Socratic Club was established at England's Oxford University. It was formed to encourage debate between believers in Jesus and atheists or agnostics. People who don't believe in Jesus or don't believe in God at all, right? Religious or are not sure, or not sure. Religious debate at a secular university isn't unusual, but what was surprising that for 15 years, this first 15 years, Mr. C.S. Lewis, great Christian scholar, was the president. Some of us may know him from his work, Chronicles of Narnia, became a book, became a movie, and a lot of other books that he wrote, and some also others, spinoffs and other movies from his writings about Christianity and the way he uses allegory and symbolisms to get the message of love, redeeming love for us through Jesus Christ, the cross. Willing to have his thinking tested, the devotional writer goes on to say, Lewis believed that faith in Christ could stand up to great scrutiny. He knew there was credible, rational evidence for believing in Jesus. Amen. I want to come to you with the thought of giving thanks with a grateful heart. Always be ready to give an answer to everyone. I suppose that there are some who are celebrating Thanksgiving holiday, and you know, they say there's two things you don't talk about in public: a religion and politics. Well, I dare to disagree. And for some of us, those conversations can escalate or de-escalate into argumentation and, you know, and critical comments that hurt and not help, right? And so in his devotional today, I believe Mr. Bill Crowder is trying to help us out, okay? He points us to 1 Peter chapter 3, where it reads in verse 15, in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Verses 15 through its entirety. Do this with gentleness and respect. The Socratic Club was started in Oxford University in England back in 1942. What was interesting to me, and I wanted to share and give, you know, credit where it's due, is that it was started by a woman, a female student. Her name was Monica Sharton, and she felt that they needed a club where they could have these kind of conversations or these art, you know, about religion and believers in conversation with non-believers or people who were not sure. And being a student, she needed a sponsor, a staff sponsor. And so another woman, yes, stepped up to help and become the sponsor for the Socratic Club. And that was a Professor Stella Aldwinkle. The Socratic Club, they went on from 1942 to 1972 for 30 years, with C.S. Lewis being the president of the club for half of that time. The Socratic Club was based on the practice of Socrates, the great, you know, philosopher of antiquity. And his practice was to follow the argument wherever it led them, wherever it led them. Well, beloved, in the spirit of Thanksgiving and in the spirit of, you know, religious freedom, hallelujah, amen, I just put out there that we ought to sharpen our tools and be prepared to give an answer to everyone who wants to ask us why we have this hope in Jesus Christ. Not to shy away from the conversation, not to be intimidated by the debate, but to go forth full throttle. Because, beloved, we have receipts. We have evidence. Oh, let the church say amen. You know, in the Bible, when we get the record of Jesus's life and his death, his crucifixion and his resurrection and his ascension, these reports are given to us by eyewitnesses. Come on here now. This is given to us by people like the two men that were on the road from Damascus who were being engaged in conversation with Jesus and not really realizing because he didn't look like the last time they saw him. You know, the women that went to the tomb early that morning, the disciples who followed after getting the report from the women that Jesus had risen, the disciples who gave their accounts in written form in the books of the Bible that we have in canon, the hundreds of people who saw him when he walked the earth for 40 days after his resurrection. People who are willing to lay down their lives and die rather than recant that story. And you know, beloved, there are people who might die for a lie, you know, take it to the grave, but you're not going to find hundreds. You're not going to find hundreds for millenniums, you know. So we have receipts. We don't have to go that far back, though. We can talk about what he's done for us. We can talk about what he's done for us individually, what he's done for you, what he's done. We can talk about how, you know, I thought I was going to lose my mind, but the only thing that kept me was I got down on my knees and I cried out to God and I said, Lord, help me. And God gave me a messenger. He sent me a word. He sent me to somebody or sent somebody to me that helped me get through it, that prayed with me. Or they helped me get through it. They helped me make the next steps I needed to take. I mean, we had the receipts going into surgery, amen, unsure if we're going to come out, but praying, God, please bring me out. We have the receipts. We've gone through some horrible times, beloved. Some of us have lost some family members, some more than one in a year. Oh my goodness, some have been dealing as a caregiver, not knowing where the strength is going to come from to take care of this infirm person, this differently able person, this dying person. And God gives us strength from somewhere. Beloved, we have receipts. You know, when I think about the history of this nation, when I think about the first Thanksgiving and the events that followed that, how, you know, new settlers were aided by the people who were descendants of the first settlers to this land, and how that went so sour and so far south, oh, with betrayal and war and genocide. And you know how, you know, in beginnings of this nation's birth, people were enslaved to make wealth and to build the nation. And yet here we all are still. And all of these horrible things that happened in the early birth of this nation, and some of these practices that have continued to today, and we're still here, living in relative unity and harmony, relative peace. Come on here, somebody. There's a God somewhere, and he revealed himself to us. He revealed himself to me. He revealed himself to you in the person of Jesus the Christ, his only begotten son, come down from glory to be our salvation story. And I give God thanks for that. How can you give God thanks? Last year was my first year. And for some of you, this year might be your first year without a loved one at the table. The first year, and the patriarch of our family, our great holiday chef, was not with us. He had gone on from labor to reward, from sleeping in peace to rising in paradise. And I miss him all the time, hallelujah. But I tell you, to know that he has gone on to be with the Lord gives me a relief, gives me hope. The word of God that God gave us, written over hundreds of years by dozens of authors, not just one person, as some people like to say, it was written by a person, it was written by a man. No, the word of God was inspired by God and given to men and women that would listen and write and record. And it was passed on for millenniums, beloved. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, we got the receipts. Amen. And so as we're approaching Thanksgiving, I say I'm going to give thanks with a grateful heart. I'm not intimidated to talk about why I have the hope that I have in Jesus Christ. I'm not intimidated to talk about how love overcomes hate, how good overcomes evil. I'm not intimidated, hallelujah, to have hope in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, with the witnesses that were willing to die rather than tell the lie that he is not real or he is not risen. Oh, beloved, our God, he loves us so greatly. He loves us so much, and he's shown it, and he is showing it every day. 1 Peter chapter 3 has this to say: who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? Well, we know there are those who will. They haters of doers of good. Oh my goodness. But listen, Peter's not ignorant about that either. He says, but even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Hallelujah. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Yes, beloved. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior, beloved, they're going to be those who will speak maliciously against you and the good that you try to do. Listen, ain't none of us perfect. Jesus made that very clear. He said, you without sin, you cast the first stone. Although that is the case, let us do our best. Keep our consciences clear. Let us do our best to act in good behavior so that those who speak maliciously against our good behavior in Christ will be ashamed for their slander. It is better, yes it is, if it is good, it is better to do God's will and to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For remember now, Christ suffered for us, one for the sins, the righteous one for the unrighteous ones, to bring us to God. Hallelujah. To bring us to God. I give thanks this day. I give thanks every day. And on this Thanksgiving day coming on Thursday, I give thanks to God but Jesus, who has made the way back to God possible for you and for me, that we can have a right not just to know God, but to be called sons and daughters of God. We are family, beloved. Hallelujah. We are family. This is Pastor Kim saying, give God thanks with a grateful heart with me on Thanksgiving Day. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Yes, I'm sticking to it. We got more music. Hallelujah. With the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. I invite you to come to Jesus. Sanctuary worship is the song that brings us there.
Lit a fire in me, a burning that's only for you, a hunger that can only be satisfied by Jesus. You came and you turned the light on. When sin and shame had me lost in the dark, oh, you came and you found me.
I can tell the world that a crown of thorns was won by a man named Jesus. And the price that he paid, I know that he paid it for you. Death, hell, and the grave, he didn't invade for nothing. Yes, he did it to save me, and he wants to save you.
Come to Jesus.
Give him your
give
heart.
Him your
come
heart.
To Jesus.
Come to Jesus.
Just as you
just
are.
Just as you are.
And he will.
Start a fire in you, a burning that's only for him, a hunger that can only be satisfied by Jesus.
Satisfied by Jesus.
As far as the east is from the west, far as the sunrise from the sunset, that's how far he'll, that's how far he'll move your sin.
He has come to save us, beloved. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. If you don't know, all you got to do is say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. He is ready. He is here to stay. This is Pastor Kim. I want to say happy birthday to all you November birthdays. Happy 80th birthday to the President of the United States, Mr. Joseph Biden. And congratulations on the marriage of his granddaughter this past weekend. I pray for all of you out there. I hope you'll pray for me. And you're having Thanksgiving without one of your family members, or you're away from your family. Remember to give thanks. God is there. He still cares. He's got you. You're fortunate enough to have family and friends around your table. I pray that you'll enjoy and just share the love of Jesus, and you'll be all right. Getting ready to get up out of here. As we go, got one more for you. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Going to take us out until we come back next week, God willing. Be blessed. Stay well. And remember, there's a bright side somewhere.
Trust me, everything gon' be alright.